think I'm about sung out. This has been very good, very enjoyable. I know we're a few minutes over time, but again, I hope that you've enjoyed it, our opportunity to sing together. Very quick explanation, I asked Andrew to lead all four verses of A God He Is Alive. I knew Brother A.W. Dykus. He introduced five songs in 1967 to the congregation there in Temple Terrace, Florida. And I was attending there and was privileged to be one of the first ones that ever sung those songs. One of those was Our God He Is Alive. And we put three verses on the chorus album that year. And he asked very plainly that all four verses always be sung. And again, Brother Dykus was a scientist. The third verse was what was so very important. Secure from mortal mind is the germ of life. And this was his great desire to make sure man knew that. He also invented the turn signal, if you want to know something interesting about Brother Dykus. And he was a very interesting man, originally from Cleveland, Ohio, and I knew some of his other family. This afternoon, I'd like to look at the song, The 90 and 9, a little bit of background on it, and we'll talk about the words of it in just a moment or two. The text was written by Elizabeth Cecilia Douglas Selfane, who was born at Edinburgh, Scotland, on June 18, 1830, the daughter of Andrew Selfane, the county sheriff of Fife, and a member of the Scottish Free Church. After being orphaned by the death of their father, she and her two sisters settled at Melrose near Abbotsford, the home of author Walter Scott. From her youth up, Elizabeth was in frail health, but to the limit of her ability, she served the poor and sick in Melrose. Though poor themselves, the sisters gave to charity what was not needed for family maintenance, even to selling the horse and carriage. She was known to the townspeople as the Sunbeam. Miss Selfane produced at least eight hymns. It is believed that the words for the 90 and 9, which were especially for children, date from 1868, shortly before her early death at Melrose on February 19, 1868. She only lived to be 29 years old. These poems were published posthumously from 1872 to 1878 under the title Breathings from the Border in the Family Magazine, a Scottish Presbyterian magazine edited by William Arnott, a Free Church minister. The 90 and 9 was the first and her best known hymn. Beneath the Cross of Jesus was the last. The former was also printed in a magazine called The Children's Hour in 1872. About a year later, in 1873, revival evangelist Dwight L. Moody was in Scotland for campaigns with his song director Ira David Sankey. After completing a meeting in Glasgow, they prepared to board a train for Edinburgh, where Moody was to conduct a service at the Free Assembly Hall. Just before stepping on the train, Sankey stopped to purchase a newspaper. While Moody prepared his sermon, Sankey scanned the paper and was about to toss it aside when he discovered this poem about the shepherd seeking the lost, cut it out, and placed it in his pocket. In Edinburgh, Moody's subject was the Good Shepherd. Finishing the message, he turned to Sankey and asked him to lead some fitting song. Sankey had not expected the sermon and had no appropriate number. Since he could think of nothing else suitable, he recalled the little poem he had put into his vest pocket. So he pulled it out and began to sing. Note by note, the tune came to him as he sang, and this is perhaps the only case where a hymn melody was composed while the composer sang it publicly for the first time. It has remained unchanged to the present day. The hymn was made famous by Sankey and Moody during their crusades throughout Great Britain in 1873 and 1874. It was first published in Sankey's Sacred Songs and Solos of 1874. This probably brings to our mind the passage in Luke chapter 15. As Jesus tells a parable to the Pharisees who are grumbling that Jesus would receive sinners. What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I tell you in the same manner, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Looking at the words to the song very briefly here, there were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold, away on the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99, are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, "This of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep." But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere he found his sheep that was lost. For out in the desert he heard its cry. 'Twas sick and helpless and ready to die. 'Twas sick and helpless and ready to die. Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that marks out the mountain trek? They were shed for one who had gone astray ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are thy hands so red and torn? They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. But all through the mountains thunder riven and up from the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gate of heaven, 'Rejoice, I have found my sheep.' And the angels echoed around the throne, 'Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own.'" There really are two wonderful thoughts in this. One, the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, of his physical body that was so mistreated. Again, all that he went through in that suffering. Secondly, is his desire to save everyone. And there from Luke chapter 15, if there was one that was lost, he would go out to find it. That's an example to us today, that we would do the same thing. This afternoon, if you are not a Christian, if you've never been obedient to the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you have that opportunity. If you understand what the gospel says, are willing to repent of your sins, confess your belief in the Lord, and be baptized into him, you can have your sins washed away today, at this very hour, to become a child of God. As a Christian, something in your life you know that you need to change, you have that opportunity. Come while we stand and while we sing.